Well, Mark, this is going to be a very quick introduction because we're just going to make a very quick assessment of PMQs, which I wasn't too happy about. What about you?
Well, I don't know. I've not seen it, so let's find out.
All right. Well, I have seen it, and I've picked out the highlights. Okay. And I don't really call them highlights. I call them lowlights. Here we go.
This is always a surprise to me.
The opposition, Keir Starmer. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 3 years ago, Sarah Everard was walking home when she was abducted and murdered by a serving police officer who should have been trusted to keep her safe. As a father, I can't imagine the pain her parents, her family and her friends are going through in this difficult anniversary week. Lady Angelina's report exposes the appalling failure in police vetting and in misconduct processes. And I'm very troubled by its conclusion that there is, and I'm going to quote it, nothing to stop another Cousins operating in plain sight. How can that be the case 3 years on from this horrendous crime?
It is bad. Let's have a quick listen to see what he answers. You ready?
Yeah, go on.
In recent weeks, it was, as the Honourable Gentleman said, an absolutely shocking case, and the abuse of power in particular was appalling. That's why we took action quickly, Mr. Speaker, to strengthen police vetting, strengthen the rules for rooting out officers who are not fit to serve, and conducted the largest ever screening of all serving officers.
Absolute bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not so sure the vetting thing's going to work. I think it's more, as we've discussed before on the show, recruitment.
They and what are they recruiting? Just woke. Here's the next question.
You mentioned vetting, and I just want to press on that because serious failures in police vetting were
that's exactly what you just said.
In independent reports as long ago as 2012, 2019, 2022, and 2023. And that's why Labour's been arguing for mandatory national vetting standards. Which would stop anybody with a history of domestic abuse or sexual offending being allowed to join the police in the first place. Why are mandatory national vetting standards not already in place?
Oh, yes. What do you think?
Mr. Speaker, it is vital for public confidence that those...
Did the guy have previous?
...are rooted out of the police.
I was watching a documentary the other day, but I never got to that bit.
That's why... Oh, yeah. The College Definitely of Policing previous.
Has updated its existing statutory code on vetting, and that happened quickly. And in addition, the Policing Inspectorate, Mr. Speaker, carried out a rapid inspection of all forces' progress against the previous findings. And in addition to that, an entire check against the National Police Database was carried out for all serving officers and staff.
And what good did that do?
Oh, he's an ostrich. All is well again then. Yep. And just ignore the problem. Yeah. At least he's not blaming someone else for it this time.
There's a world of difference between a code and binding mandatory standards, which don't have legal effect.
Talk now, action later, if it ever happens. That sums up this government. And this guy is only like sort of picking at things from the side because they didn't do enough themselves. You've only got to look at what happened in Rochdale. Be honest.
They're all good after the event, with hindsight.
Yep.
The Angelina report recommends reviewing all indecent exposure allegations against serving officers in order to identify, investigate, and remove those officers from service. Now, given the obvious urgency of this recommendation, can the Prime Minister give a categorical assurance that it will be implemented immediately?
This should be
Mr.
interesting.
Speaker, as the Home Secretary addressed this specifically when he made his statement, indecent exposure, just like any other kind of sexually motivated crime, is abhorrent. And we expect police chiefs to take it extremely seriously. We fully expect police chiefs to suspend an officer charged with any kind of sexually motivated crime.
Fully expect!
And it's worth pointing out, in addition to the new powers that the Home Secretary outlined about automatic suspension.
They should just do it.
Already do have existing powers when allegations are made, and we fully expect them to use those powers.
Fine, is it? All okay?
Well, I do think the recommendation I referred to should be implemented urgently, and I ask the Prime Minister to look again at that, because every day that goes past when it isn't implemented carries risk for victims in these cases. Sarah Everard's murder should, of course, been a watershed moment on policing reform, on the criminal justice system, on violence against women and girls. But the sad reality is that victims of rape who have the courage and bravery to come forward have just a 2.4% chance of their perpetrators being caught and charged within the year. How does the Prime Minister expect women to have confidence in the criminal justice system when almost all rapists don't see the inside of a courtroom?
This guy infuriates me, John.
I know, he's clever after the fact. He knows the legal system. He knows all the loopholes, everything.
He was also there, wasn't he, when the grooming gangs victims weren't taken seriously. And following on from that, this has been happening in the police for a while.
Yeah.
Because there's been members of grooming gangs who've been police officers.
Yes.
Watershed now, is it?
Yeah.
Not years ago.
Well, are we coming up to an election? Is that what it is?
Yeah, because it's never taken seriously until there's something in it for them.
Rochdale, Telford.
Yeah.
Name any of the others.
Yeah, the list goes on and on and on.
Yep. And at those places, who was in control of the council in Rochdale?
Yeah. It's this fear again, isn't it, to speak out and say anything?
Yeah, not anymore.
It caused trouble in our lovely, harmonious, multicultural environment.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah.
Deserve better than this nonsense. It needs to be taken seriously. It's not games, Prime Minister. We all want more victims to come forward, but we have to be honest. Unless things change, the criminal justice system will continue to fail them. That's why we're committed to introducing specialist rape and sexual offences teams in every form.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't they do something about it in those days when it was actually under Labour-controlled councils? All of a sudden, he's doing something now because of the murder of this woman, this poor woman?
Yeah. Which he sounds like he's using for a political tool again.
Correct.
But he's saying the similar thing. What's already happened, there was hundreds of perpetrators of these victims of the grooming gangs, and only a few ever get trouble.
He's got to do something about the judiciary as well. No, he's thick with them. I mean, he knows them, and he knows exactly what's going on. So maybe let's see if he does anything. Let's see if he does anything when Labour get in, because they are going to get in, Mark.
They are. Well, this happened on his watch years ago.
Yeah.
And the word was the girls were up for it. So, you know, turn a blind eye.
The Prime Minister tries to paint of the current criminal justice system is completely at odds with the confidence many women currently have in it. And with the publication of the Angelina report, the country deserves to know that we're doing all we can to make our country safe for women. That starts with what should be the most basic task, creating a safe workplace here in Westminster. And at the moment, as everyone in this House knows, we are failing in that endeavour, and we all have a duty to change this. So when will he make time for the vote on banning from Parliament MPs who face allegations of sex offences?
How can he? What about his own MPs?
Yeah, I know. It's always look at the other side. Fair play, he did say we then.
Yeah.
So is that owning up to it? It'll be quickly overlooked.
I'm going to be honest with you. I cannot be bothered looking at anything else. Well, I'm going to finish it there, Mark, because I cannot be bothered actually listening to anything else from there. All right.
No, that's fine by me.
Okay, here we go. Thank you very much, sir. When things get a little bit more interesting and a little bit more healthy, we'll do a longer version. All right, sir.
Yeah, I guess you didn't find anything humorous in there then this week.
No, nothing there. Nothing at all. All right, sir. Take it easy.
It's been a pleasure.